Okay.
Right now it is 5:40 something on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. And in the background, humming along and air drumming to Rush, you can hear our usual board op. But now, the superstar of the fill-in morning show is work in progress.
Is
taking on the Muser's assignment this week. This is Matt Birmingham. Hey, Matt.
Hey, boys. Hey, Bob.
Well, hey, that baby. Sounded like the Mueller technique right there.
Ham?
Oh, you know it. You for sure know that.
There's no doubt I know that.
You sound like you're in a tin can.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, well done there.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bob, and a Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Thank you.
Are you at the North Pole?
I am not, no.
Okay.
No, we probably should start thinking of an 840 bit, so I might do a Santa or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so you have been holding down the morning show this week with Work in Progress, although Monty has got the sick. So that's,
yes.
That has hamstrung you a little bit.
We're hoping he'll be back tomorrow, but
okay.
Not optimistic.
All right.
Well, Dave volunteered to sit in with you guys if you need to.
Totally false.
Done.
I did the pigskin panel this morning, and that is the end of my contribution to your morning show. But
well, happy to have you.
But we wanted to get you on because you do have the very unwieldy assignment of filling in with the 840 bit. It's the worst job in radio to try and be funny when Gordon is the master of comedy in the mornings.
It's part of being the hand-picked successor, though.
But, yeah, evidently...
I wish I was.
Evidently, Ham, you are crushing it this week, and part of that is your beautiful songs. Now, what did you want to share with us here on the afternoon show?
Let's start with you. So, this song... I wrote this song about 2 months ago, so in the course of me writing it, both DJ and intern Garrett, RIP, got to hear me workshop these lyrics, and luckily for source material, you've had a lot of accidents in your pants, and it just so happened that you told another story last week of another instance.
Only two accidents.
The restaurant.
That you're willing to admit on air.
The restaurant purpose.
Uh-huh.
The rest were, yeah, they were intentional. So I guess we could start with a song dedicated to you, an ode to you and your butt.
Okay.
With the longest intro.
Well,
yeah, you don't do any musical editing. You just go with the original song and make a very faithful cover.
Okay,
yes, and I tried to do the full length of the songs, not just a couple verses also.
Golly, this is a long intro.
Oh, gosh.
What are we doing?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Stuck inside Dave's colon. Building lots of pressure. Never trusting pre-show. Ribs again. A doo-doo in bottom. Doo-doo in bottom. Doo-doo.
We have another extended musical bit.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I think you told that story on air about eating pre-show ribs.
Did I?
That's what DJ said.
Oh, yeah. I think I did.
Pre-show ribs. My band
name.
That
was a bad idea.
I gotta get out of here. I feel my bowels are rumbling to avert a large tragedy. All I need is to run away. Oh, I gotta get out of here. Something's happening in my ear.
Yeah.
could have just started it here.
Well, yeah. His butt exploded with the mighty crap as it fell down from his buns. And a child heard it pointed at Dave's pants, saying that man has the runs. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. And a hopeless man who messed his pants was leaking from his bum. Oh, poor Dave has the runs.
Yeah.
Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs.
All true, also.
Dave has the runs.
Spot the lie.
Well, the poopy maker felt it on his thighs, but the worst was yet to come. His bowels were bursting in the village square, and so he plugged it with his thumb.
What?
Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs.
Does that count as the runs if it's
and
just one poop?
It's more than one.
Was leaking from his bum.
We will abide by your ruling,
oh,
but.
Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs.
Your range is great, man.
Thank you. Yeah, Dave has like a Paul Bunyan type experience when it comes to his backside. Just a lot of tall tales.
We don't know which are real. What's myth?
I believe
yeah,
all of them.
Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs.
You
Dave
harmonize so well with yourself, man.
Whereas Dave is disputing whether this Dave qualifies as the actual
the
runs.
But poor Dave was panicked when he looked in his pants and saw he made another brown. Dave has the runs. Dave has the runs. And he had to trudge. Pants full of fudge.
Oh no.
Fudge.
To search for brand new drawers. Oh boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Dave has the runs.
And there you have it.
You know, if I can admit to something.
Of course, you've admitted to everything.
Now, again, I am qualifying that just crapping your pants isn't necessarily the runs. The runs imply diarrhea.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's tomato, tomato.
Yeah. But this, I think. Because people are asking me, what's wrong with your butt? I think this dates...
People are always asking me.
This actually dates
people
back...
People stop me in the streets.
This actually dates back to when I was a child, as I used to get in trouble with my mom because I would be sitting and playing with my Hot Wheels or my Star Wars figures, and I wouldn't want to stop what I was doing, and so I would wait until the last possible minute, and sometimes I would wait too long and accidentally mess my pants.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is
so it's a lifelong issue that I've dealt with.
Lessons were learned.
As long as you're not incorporating it and having like the Hot Wheels go mudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to play Monday morning quarterback, but in reviewing your White Elephant Day story, I just think you need to adopt the policy of any accidents in a Trader Joe's bathroom or wherever it ends up. We're just going to have to commit to a shower no matter what. No matter how many chores we have to do, we're just going to have to jump in the shower when we get home.
Or at least a once over with a wet wipe on the back of your ankles.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I...
Or run through a sprinkler.
I had a full-on mudslide down the back of my right leg. So, yes, that was my bad.
Well, Ham...
My bad, guys.
I wish we could hear more of your collection, but I feel
that's
like...
Fine. That's fine. Hey, probably Joel's more important.
That's probably the extent of it, but I think you just gave everybody an extra Christmas gift.
Thank you. Guys, what's going on with Michigan?
Man, unfortunately, we're out of time again.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
damn.
That's too bad.
But circle back. We'll get into Michigan next time. Ham, good luck in the morning.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, boys.
And Merry Christmas, Sam. We miss you already.
And to you. Keep hope alive for the Cowboys.